This is All Things Considered. I'm Dave McGowan. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds. Now it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
When an artist begins a new project with the goal of solving a problem, real change can occur. Brattleboro photographer Liz Livornia did just that with her newest Art for Social Change project called Coffee and Conversation, Stories of Homelessness. And she joins me now from our Brattleboro studio to explain. Welcome, Liz.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Thanks for having me.
So Coffee and Conversation, what is it? What's the project and what's the impetus behind it?
Coffee and Conversation actually came out of conversations that started at the Works Bakery in Brattleboro on ways how can we end the stigma of homelessness and how can we help the homeless in town. It's a photo exhibit that shows two people having a cup of coffee in conversation, one person who has stable housing and one person who does not have stable housing. And really, the magic that happens when the photo shoot happens as well as after is just amazing. People are really able to connect and stay connected. In addition to the photo exhibit, we are also having a community art wall where artists are donating art and the proceeds of the art will go towards hopefully buying phones for the homeless in town.
And I understand one of the goals was to stop the stigma surrounding homelessness. So to encourage people who aren't homeless to not look away, but stop and talk. Why is it, do you think, that we don't already do that?
Well, you know, this is, I guess, my view of it. I think people are afraid. They don't really know what to say to each other. I mean, I think people are so used to kind of being in their own world with their own situation. There's also, you know, the fear could be that, you know, maybe they're one step away from being homeless themselves. And it's hard to take a look at that and seeing yourself in that position, I guess. Sometimes just a kind word or meeting someone's eyes, saying hello can really make a big difference in someone's day.
Take us through that process of getting the people together and then you taking the pictures.
Effie Mayhew from the Drop-In Center, she has been instrumental in getting a lot of people involved in wanting to be part of this project. The other members that have been part of it are acquaintances or, you know, other artists that I know, people in town that really want to make a change. These photo sessions were an icebreaker, if you will, to be able to connect two people that may have never even met or maybe didn't even realize they had met each other before. I think this is a project that can lay the foundation for, you know, creating a common ground, creating some dialogue, and hopefully enable people to, you know, treat people as people.
And at the River Garden Gallery in Brattleboro, during the exhibit, I noticed that you'll hold what you're calling coffee hours. Can you talk about that?
This is really just an invitation for people to get together at the River Garden and have coffee and conversation with someone, hopefully with someone they haven't met before. And we're going to have some conversation starter cards there. That way they'll be able to have a conversation and just hopefully be able to connect and really, you know, continue that connection moving forward.
Were the subjects who participated in the project, were they hesitant? Were they eager? What was the connection like?
It's instant. I mean, it's instant, and they find these, you know, these things where they are very similar, and they would have never, they're like, wow, this is so cool that we're doing this. We never would have known that we, you know, we're so similar. It's just, it's almost like, just amazing and mind-blowing to them, you know, to a lot of the people. I've gotten that feedback afterward, like, wow, I had no idea what to expect, and what are the odds that I meet this person today, you know? I do want to mention, too, that in addition to the photographs at the exhibit, we're going to have a video and audio piece, so you'll be able to scan a code next to the photograph and hear people's stories, too, so you can kind of hear, you know, a snippet of these conversations.
Any challenges to this photo exhibit for you?
As far as the photographs, it was a challenge for me to think about how can I take pictures of people having coffee and make that interesting, you know? So I guess creatively it was a little bit of a challenge. I think more than ever in any project that I've done so far, I really have gotten an outpouring of community support. Like I feel like arms around me, you know what I mean, as far as people wanting to help and support. And then this is what our hope was. People want to then say, well, this is great, and now I have this idea, and I want to do this. And I'm like, that's awesome. Go for it, you know? So that's already starting to happen. It's so great. And I say we because, I am the photographer in this project. It's a 6-person team, really, or a big, happy team pushing this forward. This is an opportunity for me to kind of reach out and say, okay, as a community, what can we do? What can we do to make change? And we may all be individuals, but together we can actually do something. And I really feel like that's what's happening here.
Liz, thank you so much for telling us more about Coffee and Conversation in Brattleboro. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for having me.
The photo and video exhibit by Liz and Wyatt Andrews opens tomorrow at the River Garden in Brattleboro with the first coffee hour at 9 in the morning. The opening night event is Saturday, and the exhibit is up through December. Find out more at vpr.net.